And the last question I'm going to ask, I didn't make it to last council meeting, and I don't want to give up on this issue about Grimsby Energy, the biodigester, the whole umbrella now I'm talking about, because we don't attend an AGM, which we did previous years, we were able to attend. So we don't get the information of the financials of anything anymore, which we would before. Every AGM, we would get the financials of every department, every power. So with that being said, and at the meeting that I was at, it was noted that Grimsby is the owner of Grimsby Energy. Can we bring a motion forward from the mayor and from council to ask for the financials? Is that possible, that because we do own, in the end, we own Grimsby Energy, can we bring that forward to ask for the, I know they say it, I know the representative who came here said it was a private corporation, but it was solved that no, Grimsby in the end owns it. So is there any way that we can bring it forward as the mayor, as council, to have the financials posted? That's what I'm asking.
That's certainly a question and a direction that council could do if they chose to do that. It is a private corporation. That's been stated a number of times. Grimsby owns the shares. They don't own the business. They own the shares of the business. And the council members that do attend an AGM are invited as representatives, but not voting representatives. The shareholder gets one vote. The shareholder gets one vote, and how that vote is conducted, if there's one member, if there's six members, whatever the majority is the vote of the shareholder. Mr. Brandt is the head of the corporation, and he is the shareholder, and Mr. Brandt was at the AGM. So you can ask whatever you like. There's got to be a good reason for it as well. There's certainly people that want the information. They wouldn't understand the information, or they'd misuse the information. There is some of it that is, there's some of it that needs to be confidential. Certainly there are competitors in the area that are looking to take over companies, and we've had that discussion a number of times with other companies looking to take over Grimsby Hydro, Grimsby Power, not Grimsby Energy, but, and that comes down to a decision of the shareholder and of council, and we chose not to go with the Horizons of the world, and we chose to go with Fortis instead. Well, Fortis are now a shareholder as well. So they have input into what's released, what isn't released. They are a publicly traded company, but they are a private company as well from distribution of information. Certainly Grimsby Power is heavily regulated. Those numbers are sent to the OPA every year. They are posted. Like I said, it's heavily regulated. The other side of the business is not. So it doesn't come under the same regulations for posting through the OPA. So you're talking oranges and apples there, but at the end of the day, it's the town that owns the interest in the company. So certainly anybody that has a private company, I don't know that they would agree to release it either. So if there's information or questions that the members of council have, I would certainly think that those questions can and have been answered in the past. Either way, I'm fine. Like, it's a lot of noise around a couple of issues, and it's people that, for whatever reason, some of them are genuine interest. Others are, let's say they have other alternatives or all the other motives. And so from our side, to protect the business, it is a private company, and the decision was made that information should not. It's available to the town, and it's part of the consolidated financials for the town. But that's not my decision to make. It's not your decision to make, but it's a decision. If council wanted to do it, council could do it. To date, they have not. So, Alderman Johnson.
And just further to that, when I first became council, We were always invited to the AGM. Okay, and I take it that has changed now. Is there a reason why we are not? Because we don't get any information, you know. So is there a reason why the AGM changed over the last couple of years?
Well, I think the organization has changed over the last couple of years. Certainly the organization has been reorganized to align with Fortis as a shareholder of one of the companies, but not all of the companies, and certainly there was risk in having the organization as it was originally set up, and it's not unique to Grimsby. It's when deregulation came in, that organizational structure was put across the province, and have individual companies with individual mandates, and that's just the way it was set up. So I think if truth be known, certainly the information could and should be made public, but it is open to abuse from the public as well, to pick and choose numbers. And then one question that was asked tonight, somebody's taken one set of numbers, another set, and said, well, then therefore it's done this. Well, that's not true. That's just not true. So you have people that are appointed by this council to sit on those boards, as these people here are elected to represent the residents of Grimsby, not individual residents, but collectively the majority of residents. You look to make decisions on behalf of the majority of the residents for the betterment of the community, not to satisfy each and every single person. So there are issues that do come up that are more sensitive than others. So, and I've been in business for almost 50 years, so I know the good and bad sides of it. And I know when you have people that have a mandate that isn't necessarily in the best interests of the corporations, then that information shouldn't be given, really. So you have people that make the decisions, and you've entrusted them as board members to collectively make decisions in the best interests of the corporation. And so that's just the way it's set up. Alderman Johnson.
And just one more question. With the council members who sit on the boards, are they allowed to divulge to other council members what goes on at those board meetings, or are they not? Because we never receive any information. So, you know, they sit on the boards, and I'm just wondering if they're allowed to let us know what's going on at the boards.
I think in terms past, and even this term, there were general updates that were brought to members of council, but individual business decisions, no. The business decisions that are confidential are not shared. They're not supposed to be shared. They're intended to be for the business, to run the business effectively. The directors are under obligation as directors. They have a fiduciary responsibility to the corporation, as we have a fiduciary responsibility to the taxpayer. But it's an asset that was given to the town back in 2000. The town didn't pay a cent for it, not one. Nor has the town put money into it, not a dollar. But there are people that say the taxpayers are paying for it and this and that. Well, that's just not true. It's not factual. So, you know, it's a balancing act, I think, to try and be as informative as you can, but I think at the end of the day, you need to be successful as a business, and you make decisions as a business, and that's how it runs. So I would not put our municipality at risk. I know in years past, we had members of another company that were going around the board and trying to approach the town manager at the time to get information and get them to give direction to. And that the intent of that was not, it was not in the best interest of the community, certainly not in the best interest of Hydro. And that person was told that that's not the process. You have questions or concerns, they go to the board. The board discusses it, decides it, and you move on from there. So it's not a public entity, and there's no public dollars that are in it. But it is something that pays dividends, pays interest back to the municipality, And it's paid over $8 million in the, well, since 2001 or thereabouts, 2002. There were years when it was Grimsby Hydroelectric Commission. Didn't pay a cent to the town. Didn't pay a cent. It wasn't owned by the town. It was a private business. So it has evolved. There are some, and there are regulations that are coming now to change the composition of the board, because it's not a political board, it's a business. There are municipalities in the Niagara region that have all politicians on the board. But when you get into seasons like we're in right now, that's not a good thing for a business. You make decisions for the wrong reason and you could put the business at risk. So you need to have independence, you need to have separation. You need to have, there is certainly with Grimsby Power, there is the affiliate relationship code, where a percentage has to be independent. They cannot be municipal politicians. They have to be independent, and that ratio is mandated. So, and for what reason? That is going to actually change. The regulations are changing so that even the composition of the board, the skill sets of people that are on the board, are going to change, because it is a business. So it's not going to be a political body. And when that comes, and if that comes this coming year, I think it is coming this year, or in 2019. So when that comes, that'll dictate how many board members, who's on the board, and all the rest of that that goes with it, because I said it's being dictated to the province or to the municipality. So that's the way it was set up. So for those that think that the town has paid money for it, they're wrong. They didn't pay a cent. The promissory note that's sitting there at $5.782 million, it was made because of the structure that was given, and it was said you have 50% debt, 50% equity, and at that time, the corporate or the hydro distribution company had assets in the $11.5 million range or thereabouts. And so 50% of it's 5.782, the town was given a promissory note to set that 50-50 debt ratio up. Didn't earn it, didn't pay for it, but the town has benefited because of it. So, and that's just the history, but I wasn't there when it was set up. I was there shortly after it was set up. I know the original board that was there were fired. They were fired by the council of the day. And at least one of those people is active in the community now, interested in hydro. So with a legitimate concern in the well-being of hydro? No. The intent is not in the best interest of hydro. So you have to sort of take the good with the bad. And that's the way it is. It's the way it's been set up. And like I said, the town's gotten over $8 million to benefit the community with the structure that's there. So some say you should sell it. There's actually some people this year that have been meeting with employees and telling them that the business is going to be sold, and the employees are going to be fired, and the board's going to be fired, and everything else. So you've got that noise out there. What's that do to the operation of a business? What's that do to the town hall if you had people come in and say, you guys are going to get fired after the election? That certainly doesn't do a whole lot for the morale or the commitment of the employees that are tasked to do a job. So you need to take good with the bad, and it has always been a private company, and it's been treated as a private company, and the board is responsible to try to make sure that it operates as effectively as it can. That's the way it is. Okay. Alderman Cadwell.
Yeah, thanks, Mayor Bailey, and just want to piggyback a little bit on what Alderman Johnson's saying. I'm not going to get into a lot of stuff because I have my own personal thoughts and feelings on things, and but what's frustrating is when we're knocking on the door, campaigning, out there meeting the constituents, meeting the public, and they're asking members of council that are not board members, you know, if they're asking questions, they're asking wanting to know information. And what really frustrates me is I go, I don't know. And I don't know. If I did know what they tell me, I'll pass on what I've been told. But that's what's very frustrating. And as a council, to represent, as a shareholders, to represent the public, it makes it very, very, again, difficult, and it's not the right way to do business as far as I'm concerned. So the other thing I wanted to ask, now, if Mr. Brandt is our, he is the representative now to the shareholders?
He is the head of the corporation that is a shareholder.
So did we vote on that, or how did that come to be then? I'm not, no disrespect to Mr. Brandt. You know, I do agree with him being there personally, but how did that all come to be? Just curious to that.
Well, I don't know the sequence of events, but I don't know that you get a vote. Shareholder representatives or members of council were invited by the board at the time. Didn't have to, they were invited by the board at the time to attend if they wanted to. But the shareholder gets one vote. That's it. And I've been door to door. I've been through seven elections. I've been on the board for four terms, 15 years. I don't get those questions when I'm going to the door. So,
we have the information anyway, so we don't.
Yeah, but I wouldn't give out confidential information.
Well, I wouldn't either.
No.
But just some things you can discuss, and I get that, I understand that.
Yeah.
Being
well.
On council and being formally, when we used to be more involved as a council, to in the decision making.
You weren't part of the decision making of the board. You were not part of the decision making of the board. That's it. Yeah, you select the board members from council, so you have two representatives that you select. The rest of them, you have to go back in your history there, because you appoint to Niagara Power. You didn't appoint to GPI. You didn't appoint to GEI. You didn't appoint to Grimsby Hydro. That was done by the Hydro board. So that's just the history of it. I wasn't there day one, but I've been there probably 3 years after it started. So I have a lot of the history. I know some of the players that were there. I know some of the players that have been releasing information or releasing stories. And you can't control that. You can't control that. We actually have people that were in a professional capacity that have responsibilities and a responsibility to the municipality to maintain confidentiality of confidential information that they have access to. That doesn't necessarily happen either, and you can't control that. But I'm certainly not going to be in a position where, as a director on the board, to put the corporation in a risky situation. I will not do that. And I don't think any other board member would either. So and I know your feelings. You want to sell the Hydro, and I think that'd be the worst decision you ever made. But you come out. Yeah, well, all right.
I want to get an evaluation.
All right.
That's different.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's the way the Hydro business is. That's the way it's currently. And information that is available to be released would be released. Information that's confidential would not. So that's a business. Okay. Any other new business?